Billy's in Ascot Vale. G'day, Bill.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, sorry, Kieran, to let you down, but I totally agree with Gary, what he was saying earlier about loyalty is going out the window. I mean, just look at the days of Chris Grant, Robert Harvey, and even recently Nathan Jones. Such loyal guys they were. I just can't see that happening no more going forward.
Yeah, well, look, it's really interesting, Billy, because
but
the school of thought is that the next move in this player trade period, the AFL will look at this trade period and go, Yeah, they want player movement, Tim. They love player movement. So the next move in this would be to work out whether player clubs can trade players who are contracted.
Mm.
That's the next thing that's going to be on the table.
This time last year, I was convinced that Zach Merritt would no longer be an Essendon player beyond this season. So in answer to Billy's question, it does still work.
Yeah.
Well, like there is still loyalty.
But there's no
not so much. It's not blind loyalty. It's considered loyalty in terms of what the club is providing you, what you're getting back in return, the remuneration, all that sort of stuff has to come into play. Obviously, the term, the length of the, all that type of thing. But a lot of players stay at their football club. A lot of players stay at their football club.
They stay these days, and I'm sure, I'm absolutely certain Zach Merritt did this. He would have spoken to Essendon and said, listen, I am absolutely putting you on notice. I am absolutely putting you on notice as one of your most required players. I'm being honest and upfront with you. Right now the relationship is at a point where I need to know that you're the club I want to be at for the next 8 years.
That's right. And convince me, I've been around for a while, convince me that you are making the right moves to give me the opportunity of playing in a successful team one day, because I've been around here for a while. I've looked at the things that have been going on here. I'm not satisfied that we're moving in the right direction. I talk to players from other clubs. I'm hearing all sorts of other things that I could be associated with if I did make the move. So I'm going to sit back. I'm going to wait and see how this unfolds, how you organise yourselves, and then I'm going to make my decision. And I think that's an intelligent thing for any player to do.
So you roll that into the discussion about the Gold Coast. And do you reckon they don't, I don't want to use Ben King as the example because everyone else is, but you reckon a senior or a player that's been there for 3 or 4 years isn't turning around saying, listen, I've seen Stephen May, I've seen Tom Lynch, I've seen Dion Prestia. I know what happens when a club can be organised and how it changes their life and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's why it's so critical that every club, not just Gold Coast, every club is giving their players the opportunity to be as good as they can be.
That's right. He hasn't been around a long time, Ben King, but he has seen what you're talking about. He's seen players who left that club and then became premiership players by going somewhere else.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
And I think every player wants to participate in finals. They want to play. They want to feel that they're going to be given the opportunity at their football club to ultimately play in a premiership.
Yep.